Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Bradford, Tioga, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House is in session all week, and some legislation that you've been working on for quite some time that will help to improve safety for students in Pennsylvania schools who also suffer from diabetes has been approved by the House. What's going on here?
Yes, in order to ensure diabetic students have the greatest access to care when at school or school-related activities, I authored legislation approved by the State House yesterday to allow for the optional training of school employees in diabetes care and management who are not licensed healthcare providers. We have thousands of Pennsylvania school children who are dealing with diabetes, and unfortunately, there is not always a school nurse available to help students monitor their diabetes and handle any emergencies that could arise. With the high number of students with diabetes, it just makes sense for schools to have volunteers trained to help students monitor their blood glucose and administer treatment. House Bill 1625, which I authored, would have the parent or guardian of the student provide the school with written authorization from the student's health care provider consistent with the school's health services policies. The legislation would also allow, with written permission, students who are capable of self-managing their diabetes to be permitted to do so, and many already do that. I'd also like to note the lack of availability of school nurses in every school building as one of the reasons for the authorship of this bill. Ideally, we would have a school nurse in every single school building, but that's just not possible, and it's not affordable by our school districts. In Pennsylvania, the public school code requires a school-to-nurse students ratio of 1 to 1,500. That's a ratio of 1 to 1,500 people to 1,500 students. With that type of ratio, the burden of health care management can become overwhelming, and students could be put needlessly at risk due to lack of a licensed health care provider being present and available. The bill allows greater flexibility and convenience for care that will help ensure students' safety and help students more quickly in the absence of a school nurse. More than two-thirds of the states in the United States already allow trained non-medical school staff to provide diabetes care. A trained school nurse is always the optimal person to help students manage their diabetes while at school, but the reality is that a school nurse cannot cover every school building at one time, and sometimes they actually call in sick, and there may not be a school nurse available. So it makes sense for schools to have the option, this is not a mandate, this is an option, of a volunteer trained to help students in such circumstances. House Bill 1625 passed the House of Representatives. It goes now to the Senate. It has the strong support of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, the Pennsylvania School Boards Association, the National Association of Elementary School Principals, the National Association of Secondary School Principals, and the U.S. Department of Education.
I also understand that there's some good news for the thousands of families that utilize the CHIP program for their children's health insurance. There's a new bill on the governor's desk now. What's going on here?
Yes, very important piece of legislation awaiting the signature of the governor to extend the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, for two more years. For nearly 25 years now, CHIP has offered no-cost or low-cost health care coverage for Pennsylvania children, and it helps them to improve the overall health of those under age 18. The bill would also change oversight for the program from the Pennsylvania Insurance Department to the Department of Human Services in order to allow better coordination of services. In addition, this change would make it easier for more than 10,000 children each year to make the transition between CHIP and Medicaid due to fluctuation in their family's income, and it would help identify more children who could benefit from CHIP coverage. Families and health care providers should not see any change in eligibility, copayments, benefits, or coverage as a result. And this has been a very, very successful program and really a national model for other states to emulate across the country with the CHIP program in place here in Pennsylvania.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.